Radio City Tour. The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Let's do the guide Liverpool with Jay Hine. Morning, Jay.
Good morning, mate. That was the year I was born.
81. It makes me feel... Do you know when you hear music from a certain year and it makes you feel older, much older?
See, I didn't know them songs at all.
You're joking.
Honestly.
The Icicle Works? Kim Wilde?
No.
Kids in America?
I know Kids in America, yeah. And I know the Icicle. I know of the Icicle Works. I wouldn't know the music, though.
Such a, you see, I was what, 10 at that stage? Or 9? 9 going on 10. And they're quite formative years, aren't they, in terms of when you're growing up as a youngster and
the
music.
It's funny how some people like think, you know, I work with a guy and all the songs that I listen to, he's like, God, I was like 5 then. It's crazy. Generations and generations.
What was your, when you were 10, what was your music? Do you remember?
I think it was Do the Bart Man by Bart
Simpson. Oh, that's terrible.
That was the first cassette I ever bought.
It's still cassettes. It's still
song.
Cassettes. When you are telling in the future, when you are telling younger generations of Hines about the music you bought, you'll be talking about cassettes.
Showing kids now CDs even. They don't get it, do they? No idea what they are.
Everything's a download, isn't it? Right, this is The Guide Liverpool with Jay Hind, and we've got some brilliant stuff coming up. A very busy week. What's really struck me ever since we've been doing The Guide Liverpool is just how much goes on in this city every week. And until we sort of get down to it, you don't realise how sort of crammed the weeks are, Jay.
But it's funny because, you know, you read through stuff and you get information about certain festivals and events, and the first line is always Europe's biggest or the UK's only or the world's only. You know what I mean? And it's all happening here in Liverpool. We're so lucky. And the majority of it is completely and utterly free.
Yeah, we're lucky. Right, here's some of the stuff we're going to go through. Jacaranda Comedy Night, the Liverpool Arab Arts Festival, Cats at the Liverpool Empire gets 5 stars in the Echo. Basilica. What a year to have Basilica. It's been going for, I think, 9 or 10 years. We'll talk about that very shortly. Basilica 2016, of course, in the Rio Olympics year as well. So let's kick it all off. Where, Jay?
So tonight, there's two things happening tonight we wanted to flag up. We've spoke about this type of comedy night before. If you're into your comedy, this is the night for you. It's basically a night where the big-name comedians, the professionals, go and test out their new material ahead of stuff like the Edinburgh Festival or ahead of going on the road. Mm. And the Jacaranda have started doing this. Obviously, the Jacaranda had a big reopening, refurbishment last year. They've got a basement, which looks kind of the same, where the Beatles once performed. And this new night, Hot Water Comedy Club, new material is on tonight. But the good thing about tonight is there's a guy headlining. You must know him, Keith Carter, Nige. He's hilarious.
I've had him on the show. He's
just
a good
brilliant.
One, isn't he?
He's like, how would you describe it? He's like a clever Scally. But he's cult in Liverpool now. He really is. Everyone knows. Everyone loves him on the comedy circuit. And he's very, very funny. So he's going to be headlining tonight. Doors at 7 p.m. and the show starts at 8 o'clock. So obviously testing that new material, it could go anywhere.
The great thing with Keith, so I arranged an interview with him, or Matty, the producer, did. And this was about a month or so ago. And I rang up. I said, hi, is that Keith? And he said, yeah. He said, I'm ready to do the interview. He said, but can you give it 3 seconds? He said, and I'll just turn into Nige.
Yeah. It's crazy, isn't it?
And I said, what? Hang on. Before we get going, what are you talking about? And he said, no, I've got to change. He said, it's a different person. I said, but what do you mean the 3 seconds? He said, I've got to get my head round it. And it was the bizarrest thing.
It's like Rowan Atkinson. He never goes out of character with Mr. Bean. I interviewed Keith Lemon once. And, like, you know, I was aye, mate, calling him by his real name and stuff. And he was looking at me as though I was soft, because he's just Keith Lemon all the time. But no, he's fantastic. He's brilliant to go and see. Keith Carter is nice. He does all the big comedy festivals, and he's very well known across the country.
I would encourage anyone to go and see comedy in the city over the next month, because ahead of the Edinburgh Festival, what you tend to find, they're all honing their acts to perfection. Yes. It's like if you're a golfer and you're heading towards the Open Championship, trying to peak at the right time, isn't it?
And I bet there's material there that they've put together thinking, this is going to fly. This will be dead funny. And then they bring it to a Scouse crowd and it just bombs. And they're like, no. We'll
and
take
it's
that
ditched.
Out.
Yeah, they know if it's gone. Good if it works here on Merseyside.
So that's at Jacaranda in the basement tonight. Also tonight, there's an open mic night at the Magnet. There's a girl called Eleanor Nelly hosting things, and also Paul Dunbar, who's big on the local music scene. So many open mic nights now in the city. So check that one out. The Magnet one is always busy. Always lots of atmosphere in there. So that is tonight.
Right, I know you want to flag up Space as well. Still going strong?
Yeah. Well, Space were like massive when I was growing up, talking about music earlier. They formed back in 1993, and round 96 was like this big year for them. They had lots of big, big singles. They worked with people like Catatonia and Tom Jones. Very Liverpool. It wasn't just about the music, though. It was about the style. It was about the artwork and everything else. And we caught up with Tommy from the band to see how things were going now.
No, it was great times. Like, you know, brilliant. Like, you know, got to do all the Top the Pops and all the things like that and go around the world. As I said before, that the farthest I've been in my life was Wales, you know what I mean? Mm. But the thing is now, what I notice is like, all the dads are bringing the kids.
Yeah.
And so we've got like kids who are into us, they've been brought up on it and they love it now. Like
Tommy, they were massive. His haircut was massive.
Yeah.
As well as is it?
But they've still got it. I've seen them a few times live now. They played Lymph last year, they played Sound City a couple of years ago. They've still got it. I mean, one of them bands where you're stood in the audience and you know every single song without realising because they've got so many tunes. But they're playing the headlining, the Arts Club Liverpool, this Friday. So this coming Friday on Seal Street. But they've got some great support as well. There's a local singer-songwriter, Stephen Langstaff. I think you might
He was in last week. He was in on Friday.
Brilliant singer, brilliant
yeah,
musician.
Yeah, he was great. Had his new song on. Brilliant stuff.
New tune, really, really good. And also Satin Beige, who's a cello-infused R&B artist. She's going to be performing on the Boston Shakers as well, but obviously headlined by Space. So this week we thought we'd play Neighbourhood.
Right, that's Space. You can see them this week in the city. They are on at the Arts Club on Friday. We mentioned before Stephen Langstaff as well. Also on that, they'll get down there and support them. Right, Jay Hine, what else have we got?
So something that is in its 15th year now, which I couldn't believe. It's the UK's biggest annual celebration of Arab art and culture. And it's the Liverpool Arab Arts Festival. It's running for a couple of weeks from the 15th of July. And basically, it's all about raising positive awareness of the Arab culture using visual art, music, dance, film, theatre, comedy. And there's just so much happening across the city at different venues. This weekend, it kicks off on Saturday at the Blue Coat. Next weekend, there's a big comedy gig called Arabs Are Not Funny. And there's lots of comedians from the Arab world getting together and putting this show on. There's tons on there. We've got a full interview online on The Guide Liverpool with lots of information. But get involved and experience it. It's just something so different, isn't it, to go and experience. And lots for the family, lots for the kids as well.
Yeah, different venues. The Blue Coat, as was mentioned, the Everyman as well. Fact as well is involved in this. Sefton Park Palm House. There's loads of different venues there as part of the Arab Arts Festival. Can't believe that's 15 years and perhaps doesn't get as much exposure as some of the other events. Right at the Liverpool Empire at the moment, they've got a whopper.
They have.
Haven't they?
We sent our Ben backstage yesterday at Cats the Musical, and he asked one of the Cats members, don't ask me to pronounce the name of this character because I can't, but he asked him why so successful and why he's still going so strong.
I think the musical is so successful because it's the magic of like Dame Gillian Lynn's choreography. I mean, everything that she does in there, from the cat-like reactions and how you... a feline, I should say, is relevant to the music. It's the whole being able to relate to it and being able to be taken into this magical realm, do you know? And that's why it's been successful.
I've still not seen it. It's been on for years and years, hasn't it? It got 5 stars in the Liverpool Echo, the latest review of it. And they say the whole show is one long, nearly uninterrupted dance sequence. And it's like waking up in a weird and wonderful dream. Have you
Very
seen it?
True. Do you know what? I've never seen it. I'm dying to go and check it out. It's on until Saturday at the Empire. It is the fourth longest running musical on Broadway and West End in history. It's been translated into 20 languages. Obviously, Andrew Lloyd Webber put it together. But it hasn't been in Liverpool for years, and it's here at the Liverpool Empire until Saturday. And the Empire is a great place to see a musical like this because the stage is huge,
right?
Bigger than a lot of other theatres. So check it out. We sent Ben backstage and we filmed the transformation from human to cat. So you can see that online.
So this one's not sold out. There's still an opportunity to get down there and see it, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. And the Basilica Festival 2016, of all sort of, I don't want to say poignant, but of all relevant years in which to have this, it's been going for actually 9 years. But Basilica in the year in which Rio is hosting the Olympics is rather special, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And it's a great event. If you've never been to Basilica, just get down there this weekend. It's free and it's just worth going to see and experience. I've hosted it a couple of times and some of the
have
bands...
Have you now?
Yeah, I have. For some reason, I'm not hosting it this year, though. Whoever runs Basilica, nice one. But it's happening in Derby Square this year, so it's moved homes. It's normally Williamson Square. They've got the big main stage there. Lots of big samba bands from all over the world they're bringing in. They've got Brazilian food, Brazilian music, obviously, and best of all, Brazilian beer on offer as well. Performances on Church Street and Clayton Square throughout the day. The main stage kicks off at 12 p.m. and is on right the way through till 10 p.m. And then, of course, it all ends with the big carnival parade. It happens from 8 o'clock right the way through town and finishing on Church Street around about 9 p.m. Saturday night.
So it's free. The whole thing's
completely free.
Yeah.
But it's so colourful, so vibrant, and it's brilliant. It's great to experience, and hopefully the sun will be shining as well this weekend.
You think Brazilica Festival, and it probably is what you think it is, isn't it? Big sort of brass bands.
That's
big,
what it is.
Big drums banging.
Lots of
Lots of ladies dressed with feathers in their hair,
not much on at all.
Yeah.
But it's the UK's biggest samba carnival, so again, another big event in Liverpool. Everything is the UK's biggest, or the Wales only, and Brazilica is the UK's biggest carnival event, and it happens in Liverpool.
Jay Hyde, just want to congratulate you on nailing the celebrity boat last week that came in. Everyone said it was Beyonce.
I'm
well out of date because I didn't even understand who the singer was. Kiara?
Sierra. You thought it was a car.
Yeah. She was marrying an American footballer at Peckforton Castle.
And everyone, Jennifer Hudson was there. Kelly Rowland was there. We got some photos of Kelly Rowland looking a little bit worse for wear, leaving the Titanic Hotel the next morning. She didn't favourite the tweet.
She didn't retweet it.
We did.
Yeah. Right, Jay Hyde will be back next week with the Guide Liverpool. Thank you very much.
Thank you, mate.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.